In Morgan's Wake, without a break, on this moment of Indiana history. As Confederate raider John Hunt Morgan and his cavalry forces swept through southern Indiana in the summer of 1863, they confiscated horses, food, and other property from Hoosiers whose houses, farms, and businesses lay in their path. They threatened to burn down stores and mills, only sparing the buildings if the owners paid them substantial amounts of cash. What little Southern troops left behind was then largely seized by Union forces pursuing Morgan. In the wake of Morgan's raid, many Hoosiers were ready to submit claims for lost cash and property, but political circumstances in Indiana made that impossible. In the midst of the 1863 session of the State General Assembly, Republicans fled the Capitol building in order to prevent anti-Lincoln Democrats from passing legislation. Abetted by Republican governor and Lincoln supporter Oliver P. Morton, the State Assembly did not meet again until 1865. By then, however, legislators from the central and northern districts of the state accused Southern Hoosiers of having invited Morgan to enter Indiana and refused to consider payment of any claims. Sympathy for the victims emerged during the 1867 legislative session, but funds were not approved to pay the claims. Although the state did establish a Morgan's Raid Claims Commission to adjudicate citizen claims, the state itself never compensated the victims. In the 1880s, the U.S. Quartermaster General's Office took up some cases, but only accepted the few claims backed up by receipts for what had been confiscated by Union troops. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.